You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlow. The Trump administration's 2026 budget passback plan that's currently under consideration eliminates NOAA's Oceanic and Atmospheric Research Office and its 10 research laboratories and 16 affiliated cooperative institutes. If the plan is enacted, it would close all of NOAA's weather, climate, and ocean laboratories and cooperative institutes. And without that research, the National Weather Service weather models and products will stagnate. Observational data collection will be reduced, public outreach will decrease, and undergraduate and graduate student support will drop. Also, NOAA funding for universities will plummet. The scientific backbone and workforce needed to keep weather forecasts, alerts, and warnings accurate and effective will be drastically reduced. This could lead to unknown and disastrous consequences for public safety and economic health. If you believe it's important for NOAA research and improving National Weather Service forecasts, the time to act is now. Reach out to your elected representatives and share your concerns. Consider installing the 5 Calls app on your phone to help you. And the NFL draft is just 6 days away. The excitement is mounting, and Lisa Hale tells us what to expect.
It started 10 years ago when the Green Bay Packers first told the NFL they wanted to host the draft event at Lambeau Field. Now it's just days away.
They raised the roof on the draft theater last week, and everything's starting to fill in. It's really amazing. The energy and electricity is exciting.
That's Aaron Popke, Director of Public Affairs for the Green Bay Packers.
It's just exciting to have it be here. We unveiled a countdown clock last May, and it was 345 days out. I remember looking at the countdown clock and like, holy smokes, that's we got some time. It's on top of us.
The draft takes place Thursday, April 24th through Saturday, April 26th.
As we approach Earth Day, Wisconsin Democrats are working to put environmental protections in the state constitution. Savannah Tomei-Olson reports.
We've had constitutional amendments on the ballot often over our last few elections. They've mostly come from Republicans in the legislature. Earlier this month, voters overwhelmingly chose to add the state's voter ID law to the Constitution. That makes it tougher to overturn in the future. But now Wisconsin Democrats want to add one, a Green Amendment. It would add to our state constitution that everyone, including future generations, has a right to a clean environment, including pure water, clean air, healthy soil, and stable ecosystems. State Senator Mark Spreitzer says the Wisconsin Constitution protects the right to hunt, fish, and trap game, and this would help protect those resources.
It empowers citizens and lawmakers alike to defend our natural resources, ensuring that the health of our environment and the health of our people are central considerations in government actions. This is not a partisan issue. It's a Wisconsin issue. Protecting the lakes we fish in, the air we breathe, the water we drink, and the lands that support our communities and economy benefits us all.
3 states have green amendments in their constitutions, and the measure has been proposed in at least a dozen others across the country.
And spring weather seems to be the perfect time for us to complete outdoor projects. It's not too hot and it's not too cold, but remember to keep safety in mind. Now, not to be a downer, but We Energies reminds us to call before you dig. The Diggers Hotline number is 811, or you can find them online at diggershotline.com. You need to give them at least 3 business days before starting any project beneath the soil. And look up for overhead power lines when you're using ladders, and don't you dare trim trees near power lines. A police shooting this week in an adjacent state has resulted in the death of a man from Wisconsin. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
A Milwaukee man was shot and killed by law enforcement during a traffic stop on I-80 in Iowa Tuesday. Officials say 51-year-old Von Derek Rayford fired at deputies. Officials in Dallas County, which is just west of Des Moines, report that the vehicle and the gun used by Rayford were stolen. He had an outstanding Wisconsin warrant. The incident is under investigation by the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation.
And another candidate has announced their campaign top spot in the state's Democratic Party. Here's Jimmy Cuska.
A fourth candidate has announced a run for the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Joe Sopecki, who teased his campaign following current chair Ben Wickler's announcement that he wasn't running again, said Democrats needed to build on the momentum of the past 6 years with Wickler.
This is about more than who is the next chair of the Democratic Party. It's that whoever is the next chair, that we cannot afford to have whoever it is waste time trying to stitch the party back together.
Sopecki joins Devin Remiker, Brian Kennedy, and William Garcia as candidates. A new chair will be elected this June at the Wis Dems convention.
And the NFL draft starts in just 6 days. Can you believe it? And the city of Green Bay voted this week to double parking ramp rates during the event. Lisa Hale has more.
Rates will go from $1 an hour or $12 a day to $2 an hour or $24 a day for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week. The city says the doubled rates are needed to cover the increased staffing and maintenance needs for those 3 days that the event is in town.
And if you're traveling south through the state tonight, beware of strong to severe thunderstorms. They could be packing large hail, high winds, and heavy downpours. Town halls have been a point of concentration. When Republicans have held them over the last few months, they're often met with boos and protesters. Savannah Tomei-Olson tells us why.
Representative Derek Van Orden of Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District claims these aren't his constituents. He says they're paid agitators. The leader of congressional campaigns at the Republican Party has told GOP legislators to stop hosting them in the first place. There's even a Wisconsin nonprofit stepping in to give people a platform to demand town halls from their lawmakers. Democrat Mark Pocan held a town hall in Monroe Wednesday night. He says it's the largest crowd he's ever had. Hundreds of people were there. They were asking about the decisions of the Trump administration and demanding Democrats do more. Pocan said being in your district in person is a basic part of the job.
Not even the 101 of your job, like the basic level of your job is going to Washington and representing the values of your constituents and then explaining Washington back home. Those are the two things that every member should have to do. And if you don't have town halls, you're kind of missing out on that big part of getting the input from your constituents. Because I know a lot of people do telephone town halls. I did a few during COVID, but they're kind of BS.
Pocan says he's also been asked to speak at town halls in other states, but he's focusing on his district first. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson.
And Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation have announced over $108 million in quarterly payments for road improvement projects across the state. The payments are meant to cover general transportation aids for local building and maintenance projects and connecting highway aids to reimburse local governments for state highway projects. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
Is it game time? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the Pacers in the playoffs tomorrow at noon. Damian Lillard able to practice after dealing with deep vein thrombosis the past month. The story on ESPN.
I'm told he is still out game one. He's going to use the next several days to ramp up. But this is really a remarkable recovery for Damian Lillard, a guy a lot of people thought maybe would not even have came back.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
It's not like he's been injured and working out. You know, he's been injured without working out. That's hard.
Baseball tonight, the Brewers host the A's. In Green Bay, the NFL draft is next week. Will Jair Alexander be back with the pack? Jordan Love.
That's a great question. Talk to Ja, see what the deal is. But, you know, Ja, he's got his own world going on. I'm going to let him handle his business and see what's going on. But that's my guy right there. He's definitely a player we need back. Just the play style he plays with and who he is on the field. I mean, that's a guy we need.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're headed to the theaters this weekend, there's lots of new material hitting the big screen. Ryan Coogler's Sinners, starring Michael B. Jordan, who plays twin brothers, is pulling a near 100% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. The horror thriller follows the twin brothers as they move back to their hometown and start over, but find that evil awaits. Opening in limited release is David Cronenberg's The Shrouds, a horror drama where a widower businessman creates a device that can contact the dead. If you're in the mood for an offbeat rom-com that is LGBTQ+ friendly, check out The Wedding Banquet. It is pulling a certified fresh rating of 91% on Rotten Tomatoes. And finally, there is Sneaks, a comedy family adventure about a misplaced designer sneaker who is taken out of the confines of his luxurious shoebox and is thrust into the world of less desirable shoes, hoping to find his soulmate. No reviews on this one yet. I mean, it's a movie about a shoe. Let's lace them up and go to the movies. After going into space, thanks to Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin Company, Gayle King has received quite a bit of backlash from her friends and colleagues and various celebrities. According to Variety, King addressed criticism that the flight was expensive, a self-indulgent publicity stunt, and pointless by saying Bezos' company is just trying to figure out a way to harness waste here on our planet and put it into space to make Earth better. The jury is still out on how many bags of trash they took, but it doesn't matter because in a related story, no one believes her. In case you're wondering how much participants paid to go into space through Blue Origin, speculation is that there is a $150,000 payment for the reservation, but the actual trip might have cost millions per person, and maybe even more for Lauren Sanchez, who probably had to buy extra space for her lips. Nate Bargatze's star continues to rise. The comedian is selling out theaters and has multiple TV and film projects in the pipeline. As it turns out, he wasn't busy enough, so he will host the 77th Emmy Awards broadcast. Bargatze calls the gig a huge honor to host such an iconic awards show and added that he is beyond excited to work with CBS to create a night that can be enjoyed by families around the world. Huh. You might not have heard Amanda Bynes' name in a while, but the former child star is excited to announce that she is now on OnlyFans. That's right, the What a Girl Wants star says fans can interact with her for just $50 a month. But hold on, perverts, there is a catch. Bynes says she will not offer any racy content. I know what you're thinking. I already pay OnlyFans thousands of dollars a month to watch attractive women bake cookies and read scripture. Good luck, Amanda. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A few scattered showers, maybe an isolated thunder shower today. Our temperatures will be hovering in the low to mid 50s through much of the day, dropping a bit into the upper 40s by late afternoon. Tonight down to 36, tomorrow partly cloudy, 53. Easter Sunday, partly cloudy with late day and nighttime showers and a high of 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 48.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.